Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It should come as no surprise that the Lord has ordained that those who are His children shall both hear His word. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and walk in it according to His purpose. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Great folly is set forth by those who suppose that such things are left to chance, or that it is possible that those who are the called according to His purpose should ultimately despise or disregard the truth and precepts which He has given them. To believe that the promises of God are conditioned upon the activity of men is to propose that men can overturn the purpose of Him whose hand cannot be stayed, nor any of His actions ever even brought into question. We read in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ that the saints keep the commandments and the faith of Jesus. John speaks of having seen 144,000 saints on Mount Zion with the Lord Jesus. Upon their foreheads was written the Father's name. They are representative of that church of Christ which He has purchased with His own blood, out of every kindred, tribe, and tongue. As such, they are the beginnings of that multitude which no man can number. All of these saints are the recipients of the same grace that made them heirs of the redemptive work which Christ performed for them. The fruit of this redemptive work which He bought with His own blood. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Paul speaks of this work when he said, For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. The 144,000 are described as those who were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. What a glorious place to which the sons of God are brought by that which Christ has done for them. He has sent His messengers into the earth to declare the good news to sinners. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. We see two other messengers whose message is not received well, for they tell of the fall of Babylon, which we believe to denote the futility and barrenness of man's free will religion. The third messenger speaks to deaf ears of the destruction of those who will not worship Christ. All of this is the same message, but it will not be heard by those ordained unto destruction, who receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ. Here is the patience of the saints. They are described as those who delight themselves in two things. One, keeping the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. These two are inseparably linked. For where you find those who rejoice in the faith of Jesus, you will also find those who delight in the teachings of Christ. The yoke of Christ is easy and His burden is light, for He is the bearer of the load. What He requires, He does also provide the power to perform. He works in His people both to will and to do of His good pleasure. His commandments, therefore, are not grievous. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Do you have His Spirit?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.